It's 9:48, and it's time for our opening commodity market report. I'm Tom Rogers, sitting in for Dave Dickey this morning. And we see the wheat prices continue their upward turn as the openings took place on the Board of Trade and the trade in Kansas City as well. And we'll get you those numbers immediately. But corn and beans down by and large on the open, and they continue to be down a little bit farther as the trading day progresses into our first 20 minutes or so. In Kansas City, July wheat opened this morning at 5.56 a bushel. That was up 7.5 cents. The September up 7 at 5.69, and the Dease wheat at 5.85 up 7. In Chicago, the wheat contract opened up about 3 cents at 5.59 a bushel for July. The September contract, 5.72 up a quarter. December, 5.87 up 3 and a quarter. The March opened down 3 at 5.87. May wheat for next year, 5.90 up 4 on the Chicago Board of Trade. In the corn pit, the July opened up down a penny at 3.95 a bushel. September, 4.03 down 2. December corn, 4.04 and a half, down 1 and a half cents. March corn, 4.14 down a penny and a half. May down 1 on the open at 4.21 and 3 quarters. And the July corn for next year, 4.24 and a quarter, down 1. In the bean pit, we have the nearby contract, July at 8.28 and a half on the open, down a penny and a half. August opened down 2 at 8.36. The September opened up 1 at 8.46 a bushel. November beans, 8.60 and a half, down 3 on the open. 8.70, the January call on the open, down 3 and a quarter. March beans, 8.75, down 2 and 3 quarters. And the May 08 bean contract opened at 8.77 a bushel, down 5 cents. In the products, July soybean meal opened at 229.30, down 90. August opened at 229.70, down 1 even. The July bean oil contract opened at 35.49, up 7, and August opened at 35.74, up a nickel. On the Chicago Mercantile Exchange, generally a down open for cattle. Hogs opened generally up. The feeder cattle contract for August opened at 107.30, 100 weight, down 25. September opened at 107.55, unchanged. October, 107.50, down 20. June live cattle on the Merc opened at 90.55, down 10. August at 90.20, up 20. October live cattle opened at 93.45, down 5. And December opened at 94.65, up 12.5. Into the hogs now. June lean hogs opened at 73.10, up 47.5. July at 74.85, up 45. The August contract, 74 even, up 37.5. October lean hogs, 67.45, up 10. The July pork belly contract opened down 55 at 95.50. And the August opened unchanged at 96.15.
Today's broadcast is made possible with support from First Midwest Bank, serving the banking needs of Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Mike Morris in McHenry at 815-344-7213. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Joining us now with our commentary as we begin our Tuesday day of trade is Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities in Newmarket, Indiana. Good morning, Wayne.
Well, good morning, Tom.
And we saw the condition reports come out for the week, and maybe not so bad a picture as some had expected in the corn and the beans, and that may be leading to some of the downturn today.
Well, very true, Tom. I mean, basically, they were looking for probably a 2-3% reduction in crop ratings. We only got a 1%. Saw some areas pick up a little bit. Indiana, I think, was your state that saw the most decrease, and Ohio held its own, which was not expected basically along the way. Of course, you know, part of this rally and everything is on the dry conditions east of the Mississippi, and doesn't look like we're going to see any rain in that area at least until Monday at the soonest, depending on which weather forecaster you look at. So the term omega blocking front has been used quite often here lately, and it's whether that ridge will hold or break down is what we're looking at.
So we're looking at a lower trade right now. The nearby corn contract down 3.25 cents at the moment. The bean contract down 3. And where does that go for the rest of the day, you think?
Well, I think we're seeing some a few of the week-longs and some of the commission houses have been long for a little while in here, so they got back above $4, and with a little bit of shaky start here along the way, the day, why we're seeing some profit taking there. I don't think we're seeing a lot of fund activity so far this morning that hasn't acted like that at all. Of course, we did get, you know, there was some sort of neutral to negative numbers out of the report yesterday for the corn and the beans as far as the reports, and positive for the wheat, and that's the way we're trading here, is following those reports today and sort of shaking off the weather, waiting to see what tomorrow's forecast brings.
What could get the funds into the market?
Oh, I think if we would drop down below, say, 396.5 basis of December corn, I think we'd see some fund activity. I think that, you know, weather forecast that changed and moved some rain in a little sooner, we'd get some fund activity, or a weather forecast that puts the ridge in without moving on out for next week.
Wheat market still shooting up after yesterday's near limit up close. What's moving that market today?
Well, of course, as we said along the way, yesterday's report was very positive to the wheat. It was lower production figures, lower world figures, and we're hearing some very erratic yields out there right now as far as things go. So that and a little export business on top of it, and I think that, you know, talks for a little bit of strength here in this wheat market.
Where can we see a top for wheat?
Oh, boy, I don't know for sure where we can go here. You know, we're already sitting at 562.5. We've been to 66 today. You know, probably the 575, 580 mark, somewhere in that range. But that's going to hold us for a little while here.
As far as a producer goes, what should they be looking at as they view this, this boost in wheat and a little bit of a downturn in the corn and beans?
Well, you know, the wheat, very good prices, probably good opportunity as they get ready to harvest to take advantage of some of these. As far as the corn and the beans, basically, you know, over $4. If we're liking to approach any time we can get close to $4 cash, why we're probably going to be making some more sales.
What other things might be playing on the market today aside from weather and those condition reports?
Well, of course, you know, we'll always look at the energies here now. The crude oil's down 50 cents today, but because we watched the bean oil. The palm oil was up sharply again overnight. That's its counterpart and seems to really be a direction there. We like to take a look, you know, the gold is down $7 this morning. That gold and silver being some indicators along the lines, and we do like to look at the CRB. The CRB is down 235 this morning, so the CRB is probably dragging a little bit on the corn and bean market this morning also.
Anything else you'd like to add today?
That's about it, sir.
All right, thanks a lot. That's Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities in New Market, Indiana. Let's go back to the market now and see how things are trading at the moment, about 25 minutes into the trading day. The Kansas City wheat contract, the nearby up 11.5 cents a bushel right now at, let's go back to here, 11.5 cents at 560 a bushel. The September wheat at 571 right now, 8.75 cents up. And December is up 9 cents now at 587. In Chicago, Board of Trade wheat is now up 6 cents a bushel at 562. The September is at 577.5, up 5.75 cents. December wheat, 589, up 5.25. The March wheat contract is at 595. That's up a nickel. And May wheat is up 4 cents a bushel at 590. Downturn, though, in the corn market and in the beans, especially in the corn right now. The July contract is under $4 a bushel right now at 392. That's off 4 cents from yesterday's close. The September corn contract is at $4 even. That's down a nickel. December corn is at 403.75, down 2.25 cents. March is at 414, that's down a penny and a half. May corn is at 420 a bushel, down 2.75. The July contract at 424, down a penny and a quarter. And the September of 08 is right now unchanged at 416. July soybeans are trading at 825.5 a bushel, down 4.5 cents. August at 834, down 4. September beans at 842.5, down 2.5 cents. November at 858, down a nickel and a half. January beans are at 869 a bushel, down 4.5. March for next year at 874, down 3.75. And the May of 08 at 879, down 3. Rest of the soy complex, the July soybean meal contract at 228 even, down 220. And August is at 229.30, down 140. July soybean oil is at 35.54. That's up 12. And the August is at 35.80, up 11. Now to the Mercantile Exchange, things have generally moved upward across the board. Some live cattle contracts still lower. Feeder cattle for August at 107.70, up 15. September, 107.75, up 20. And October feeders, 107.75, up a nickel. June live cattle are at 90.37.5, down 27.5. August at 90.05, up a nickel. August or October live cattle down 20 at 93.30. December at 94.55, up 2.5. Hog market, June lean hogs at 72.95, up 27.5. July at 75.10, up 70. August up 42.5 currently at 74.05. And the October at 67.50, up 15. Pork bellies for July at 96.20, that's up 15 cents. And the August at 97 even, up 85 cents a hundredweight. In New York, July crude oil is trading at 65.23 a barrel, that's down 74 cents. The CRB index is down 206, as Wayne Nelson mentioned, at 310. The U.S. dollar at 82.92, up 23. The Dow Jones Industrial Average right now is down 78 points at 13,346. The S&P is at 1,499, almost 1,500 even, down 10 points. And the NASDAQ is down almost 18 points at 2,554. You're listening to WILL Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. I'm Tom Rogers, sitting in for Dave Dickey. Our next market update comes your way at 10:58 Central Time. Our weather forecaster, Mike Sola, for today is calling for sunshine, continued sunshine for the next few days. In fact, highs ranging from 75 near Lake Michigan to 90 in some central and southern locations in Illinois and Indiana. Mostly clear skies tonight, the lows from 56 in northern Illinois to 64 in south central Illinois. And for tomorrow, sunshine again, the highs from near 80 around Lake Michigan to around 90 in various locations. Winds ranging between 5 and 10 miles an hour this afternoon. Most areas will have minimum relative humidity levels between 20 and 35%. Light winds continue for tomorrow afternoon with minimum relative humidity levels between 30 and 45%. It's 10 o'clock. Time to turn things over to David Inge, the host of Focus 580.